1620-94.5 WTAW. The legislature is close to enacting changes to a state law that opponents say will weaken free speech protections. The state's leading broadcast industry organization, the Texas Association of Broadcasters, asked for public support to block Senate Bill 896, which will make it easier to be sued over anything you say or post online. Brian Broadcasting, which owns WTAW, is a member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. TAB President Oscar Rodriguez visited with representatives of Texas radio and television stations about the legislation.
This issue that is what I characterize as the most important free speech protection that Texans don't realize they have and are about to lose. This is dense legal stuff, and you need to simplify it as much as possible for the everyday Texan. The last big fight, and I think it applies here, is one of the arguments that I made against it was that we were not going to allow Texas to return to the days where rich and powerful people and corporations can shut everyday Texans up just because they don't like what they're saying. I mean, it really comes down to that. If someone is expressing a truthful opinion, they should not be subject to, you know, being dragged into court and paying thousands of dollars in fines just for exercising their right to free speech. I think one thing that is important to note is that, again, the First Amendment, because a lot of people think, oh, I have the right to free speech, and we've got the First Amendment. But the First Amendment protects against the government censoring your speech. Absent that, there's no protections, really. And you are subject to power plays. We appreciate any insights that you can share to your audiences on this very important and scary bill.
Austin attorney Laura Prather says SB 896 will make it easier to be sued over anything you say or post online.
Average Texas citizens, you know, for tweeting or for doing a Yelp review, people that have neighborhood newsletters or bulletins, social media posts could be facing hundreds of thousands of dollars and fighting in court for years to come because of this change in this law.
Prather says SB 896 will cause those who face lawsuits because of what they say or post will have to defend themselves in a trial court and an appeals court at the same time.
Any change to this law that provides an opportunity for people to be forced to fight on two fronts can be weaponized against whatever speech is disfavored. So if your speech is disfavored, doesn't matter what you're talking about, you're going to be subjected to having to fight on two fronts.
And there will be no consistent approach to that either, because it'll depend entirely on the judge. So depending on the judge's political leanings, they may decide that a certain kind of speech is not allowable. And another judge may decide that that kind of speech is perfectly allowable, but other speech or opposite speech is not allowable.
But the average Yelp reviewer or whomever, fill in the blank, the citizen that has spoken out, once they have to fight on two fronts, they'll just stop talking. Their voice will be chilled. The slap and anti-slap will take effect. They will take down their post. They will apologize. They will do whatever they have to do to stop the bleeding because they can't afford to fight on two fronts. So that's what's going to happen. And then other people will be hesitant to speak out because they'll see what happens to slap victims in the state of Texas. Are what is considered a very good law right now will go from being very good to not very good. Because people are going to no longer be able to speak freely. They're going to no longer be able to get information, and they're going to no longer be able to afford to express their opinions.
You just heard the word SLAP. That's an acronym. S-L-A-P-P stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. That's a component of the Texas Citizens Participation Act, which lawmakers are proposing to change in Senate Bill 896. Austin attorney Laura Prather and the president of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Oscar Rodriguez, says the broad range of businesses and interest groups who oppose SB 896 covers the entire political spectrum.
So, I mean, when we go to these lawmakers and we show them our three pages of opponents to this bill, I mean, one of the first things they say is, how in the world did you get, you know, Americans for Prosperity, ACLU, Right to Life, and Public Citizen all on the same document, because they're all savvy enough to know that this law can harm them if it gets passed.
Now, this law brings together everyone in our society together on one page. It's what every politician has promised they would do and has yet to do. But this bill, this concern, definitely brings together people of all political stripes.
Rodriguez says SB 896 will also curtail political discussion.
As contentious as our political discussions are these days, this is, I think, in looking at a lot of the agenda that's being passed by the legislature in this session, if this bill passes as it stands, I think it's going to put a lot of people in jeopardy, people who would be inclined to criticize some of the decisions that have been made and some of the motivations for advancing these policies. So I really think that it's going to wreak a lot of havoc.
The bottom line about SB 896 from Austin attorney Laura Prather.
This is our concern with this legislation. It's basically taking a sledgehammer to the core protections of the Texas Citizens Participation Act. It will impact Texas newsrooms significantly. It will impact Texas citizens significantly. And it flips the protection from the SLAPP victim to the Goliath that brought them into the courtroom to begin with, when they shouldn't have been brought there.
Senate Bill 896 received a favorable recommendation by a House committee on a 6-3 vote. That's after it was unanimously approved by the Texas Senate. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.